The state sees a record number of new coronavirus cases, even as McLean County levels off.
We haven't seen as many new cases in the last couple days, but does that mean the virus is gone? Absolutely not.
That's Jessica McKnight with the County Health Department. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, April 23rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus. McLean County has gone 2 days without a new confirmed COVID-19 case, but County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says we still must assume it's in our community.
I'm still very hesitant to say that we're on the other side of this. With the measures that we have in place right now, social distancing, people staying home, those are definitely helping us.
A vast majority of the county's 86 coronavirus cases has recovered. 8 remain in home isolation. 1 is still in a hospital. Statewide, there were over 2,000 new cases reported yesterday. That's a new high. But testing also set a new record, with 9,300 tests performed in a single day. That's closer to Governor J.B. Pritzker's 10,000 daily goal. As calls to reopen the state continue to grow louder, Pritzker says that process will be a slow one. He says public health experts are aiming to avoid a resurgence of the disease, which has led to more than 1,500 deaths in the state. Pritzker says he understands the challenges for businesses forced to close and people who are out of work.
Like everybody, I wanted to be back to normal as fast as possible. I think we're all recognizing that normal is going to look a little bit different going forward.
Pritzker's stay-at-home order expires next week. While he has not announced a definite extension, he points out the state is still adding people to hospitals and intensive care units. He says Illinois must find the right balance before lifting restrictions. A group of Republican House members say they'd like to see Pritzker allow certain businesses to reopen in the coming weeks. They emphasize a safe reopening with protections for customers and workers. Peoria Republican Ryan Spain says he'd like to see clothing stores, haircutteries, and garden centers among those opening early on.
This is going to be a long transition that takes a while. We flipped off the switch to our economy very quickly, and we won't be able to flip it back on immediately. But we need to begin the work going forward.
The group of lawmakers also says more access to healthcare facilities and state parks should be on the priority list. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. 48-year-old Gerald Sandage from Leroy faces charges of sexual assault, abuse, and intimidation. He resigned as a University of Illinois police officer last year after official misconduct charges were filed. OSHA has fined Dollar Tree over $233,000 for worker safety violation at a Bloomington store. OSHA says it found blocked fire exits and fire extinguishers and unstable stacks of merchandise that could have fallen on workers. City Bloomington says it'll add a worker to brush collection duties after crews fell behind a week or two. Residents can also drop off their brush at the Citizen Convenience Center. And the state's COVID-19 Response Fund is giving out another $4.8 million in donor money to 18 nonprofits. The Midwest Food Bank, headquartered in Normal, will be getting $300,000. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. As you know, schools are staying closed through May. Students won't be back in their classrooms until the fall at the earliest. It's been a big adjustment for the teachers, whose job it is to not only educate our kids, but also connect with them. It's not easy to do from a distance. We wanted to share just a few examples of the creative ways local teachers are still engaging with their students. Danny Tanner is a digital media teacher at Unit 5's Kingsley Junior High in Normal. He's doing remote learning lesson planning just like everybody else, but when his own daughter wanted to make some cookies, he saw an opportunity. He turned that cookie making into a group video chat with his students. Over 30 students joined in. 6 of them baked cookies right alongside the Tanners. He got to ask them how they were adjusting to remote learning, what they missed about school, and even what they were binging on Netflix.
And so it was just random talking points to like check in with students, which are things that happen every day at school. But since we're not at school, like it was just a nice way to be able to connect with them, check in with them, and make sure that they're doing okay.
He says the cookie baking call helped students open up about how they were feeling. Next, Tanner and some of his teachers were going to play some remote scattergories with their students. At Grove Elementary School in Normal, PE teacher Patrick Pommier has a different challenge. He's got like 700 students, and you can't exactly FaceTime with each one every day. So he's using a Facebook group to share daily fitness tips and exercises. And those students are sharing back videos of themselves staying active. The surprising part, Pommier says, is that parents are getting in on it too.
That was something that, you know, I hadn't really thought of, but that just makes it even better because now it's, you know, it's us as a community, not just working with students, but with the parents as well.
So far, the Facebook group has 260 members. Pommier says he may even expand his daily fitness lessons to other families across Unit 5. At Normal West High School, engineering and technology teacher Joe Rozelle is serving not just his students, but healthcare professionals around the country. He's using his 3D printer to make ear savers for medical professionals so they can protect their ears from their masks during long shifts.
So I've been 3D printing these ear savers for the last probably week, and I've been running that 3D printer 24/7. You know, it's been a lot of early mornings, a lot of late nights.
Rozelle is a veteran, and his sister is an x-ray technician who's on the front lines.
And I'm one of those guys that, you know, I would never be able to forgive myself if my sister or family, friends, or anybody that I knew really was going through something, and I know I could do something, and I just chose not to.
He sent a bunch to a hospital in Florida, and his next batch was going to the McLean County Emergency Management Agency. If you know of a Bloomington Normal educator who's doing something amazing, please let us know. Share tips at news@wglt.org. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff this morning. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at wglt.org.